Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. In New Testament times, if a man owed a debt and could not pay it, he could be thrown in prison until he did pay it. It is difficult to imagine a more ridiculous system. If a man could not pay his debt while he was outside the prison wall, how could he pay it if he were imprisoned? What could he do in prison to pay his debt? In our country, a debtor can have his property seized or his wages garnished, but he cannot be put in prison for failure to pay his debts unless he has obtained merchandise or services fraudulently. In such a case, he could be prosecuted for illegal activity, but that would not mean imprisoning a person for not paying his debt. Jesus Christ, in the Sermon on the Mount, wanted to reinforce the necessity of brothers being reconciled. So he gave this stern advice: agree with your adversary quickly, while you are in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and you be cast into prison. Verily I say unto you, you shall by no means come out thence until you have paid the uttermost farthing. Matthew 5:25-26. Our Lord's use of this illustration did not mean he endorsed the arrangement which was current in Palestine, but it does show the need for seeking some sort of resolution to the differences which arise among men, even among members of the body of Christ. Jesus certainly was not arguing for compromise on principles. He was urging a man who was in debt to agree with the one to whom he was indebted before the case went to court. The word adversary was the word usually used in reference to someone who opposed you in a lawsuit. If the adversary had a legitimate claim, then the debtor should agree quickly to prevent further embarrassment. There was no point in being stubborn and increasing the difficulties which faced the debtor. Jesus was encouraging reconciliation. If the debtor did not work out some kind of arrangement with his accuser, the debtor would be thrown into prison. He could not be released, Jesus said, until he had paid the last farthing. We would say the last cent. Modern men have serious objections to the arrangement of which Jesus spoke, but it was the system generally used in ancient Palestine. It was also the approach one can find in the centuries before millions of people left Europe to come to the United States to found this great country. Some of the ones who came to this nation were indentured slaves and had to work to free themselves when they arrived. My friend's debt should be paid. If we buy a product or a service, or if we borrow money from individuals or from lending institutions, we have an obligation to pay those debts. But putting people in jail for not paying their debts is cruel, unchristian, and un-American. I, for one, am glad the Constitution of the United States does not allow for debtors' prisons. When Jesus commanded agreement with one's adversary, he was not speaking of compromising our convictions. If you are teaching the truth of God's Word, there is no room for you to negotiate with those who teach error. Only truth saves and makes us free. John 8:32. If we have the truth and mix it with error, the power to save is forever removed. Besides, we are not the ones who gave the Word. We are charged with the responsibility of preaching it and living it. The Scriptures pronounce a curse on those who preach another gospel. Galatians 1:8-9. May our Lord help us to work at getting along with others. But may He keep us from giving up the gospel just for the sake of peace and harmony. My friends, we thank you for listening today. Please continue to listen. May God richly bless you.